So we're continuing today in Simon Vav Sif Vav. So the Kitzer writes as follows. He says, Kala brachas. In general, when it comes to brachas, chutz mi birkas hamozon, with the exception of benching, im nistapik bahem im amram. If you're not sure if you said it or not, olo amram, or you didn't say it, eino chozer umavarich. A person does not go back and recite the bracha again. So a very interesting halacha here, which again often comes up. Person's not sure if they made a particular bracha or not. So what do I do in such a situation? So it's here that the Kitzer paskins that what we say is safek brachos lahakel, that when one is in doubt, one is unsure about whether or not they made a bracha, so ultimately we resolve that doubt leniently. Now, what leniently means in this particular context is that you do not recite the bracha again. So, for example, if I'm drinking a cup of coffee, I'm not sure, did I make a shahakol, not make a shahakol? I would not make the bracha again. Now, this is not a new halacha when it comes to brachos, but this is, again, like we said before, there's a concept, when you have a doubt about biblical law, we resolve that stringently. When you have doubt regarding rabbinic law, we resolve that leniently. Leniently in this context means we wouldn't. So brachos in general are d'rabbanan, are of a rabbinic nature. So because of that, when you have a doubt about a bracha, we resolve it leniently, and therefore you would not recite the bracha again. Now, what's interesting to note is the exception to this rule is benching. So birchas hamazon benching is the oraisa. The Torah says, "V'achalta v'savata uveirachta." You shall go and you shall eat. You shall be satiated and you shall bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So benching is the oraisa. So because benching is the oraisa, if you're not sure whether or not you benched, you would recite benching again. Now that halacha itself also has its own caveats and limitations, as we will get to Mirat Hashem in a few simanim from now. Now what's interesting is as follows. So let's play this out for just a moment. So what happens halacha l'maisa? Let's take my coffee. I'm drinking a cup of coffee. I'm in the middle, it's half gone, and you know what? I say to myself, you know what? I'm not sure if I made a bracha or not. Now, of course, it doesn't speak very highly of the kavana I have when making brachas, but we'll leave that on the side. Right? So now the kitzer says, I don't have to make another bracha. So the problem with that is, what am I supposed to do? Just drink my cup of coffee without going ahead and making a bracha? Which would seem to be a little bit of a strange thing to do. So the poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, and others bring down different ideas for what one could do in such a situation. So first of all, one could hear a bracha from someone else and answer amen, and that would work, because the notion of just continuing to drink my coffee without going ahead and having a bracha from and out making a bracha just seems a little bit strange. So therefore, again, what should I do? So possibility number one is I could hear a bracha from someone else. The truth is, possibility number one that I could actually do is really go ahead and take something else to eat. So for example, let's say I'm going ahead and I'm drinking a cup of coffee, and I was just going to have a cup of coffee. If I now take out a piece of chocolate, I could see a shahakol on that piece of chocolate, because again, I didn't have in mind to eat it from the beginning. I can make a shahakol on that chocolate and then go ahead and have that shahakol devolve upon the coffee as well. So that's one possibility. The other possibility that the Kitzer brings down, or Mishnah Berurah brings down, is Yahar Her HaBracha Belibo. You could also go ahead and essentially articulate the bracha cognitively. I know that sounds a little bit contradictory, right? In other words, think the bracha, don't say it, because you're not allowed to say the bracha, because safek brachos lahakel, when in doubt about brachos, we're lenient, we do not recite it again. But you could think the bracha, and thinking the bracha essentially allows you to have the benefit of the bracha without actually going ahead and saying it again. It's an interesting idea. Other ideas that the Mishnah Berurah brings down is Yomar Balashon Arami. You can say it in Aramaic. Baruch Rachmana Malka Da'alma Mari Da'hai Michla B'mashkin Da'hai Mishnah Kedoma. So in other words, you can say the bracha in Aramaic. And now he's saying in Aramaic without the actual name of HaKadosh Baruch, who would also technically suffice. So again, either take something else to eat with the same bracha, make the bracha on that item and have that bracha cover the item in doubt. Second possibility is say the bracha in your heart. Third possibility is say the bracha in Aramaic. But again, the bottom line halacha is, since every bracha besides birchas hamazon, benching, is going to be drabanon, when you are in doubt, if you said it or not, halacha lamaisa, we would be lenient and you would not say it again. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.